Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, July 25th, 2020. As always, this Key Races and Bets podcast, as well as the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, brought to you by amwager.com, amwager.com, a great legal online wagering site for betting thoroughbred and other breed horse races around the country, and some foreign races as well. Great perks, legal in most states, carries most tracks, lots of advantages. Check out amwager.com, where you can also get the written version by going to amwager.com, clicking on How to Bet, and then finding Ella Starr's blog. We're going to start the blog today for the Key Races and Bets on July 25th with race 7 at Saratoga. Some of the stakes have some light fields, so there's some great races around them. And one of them is this race, an allowance race, with a post of 4:32 Eastern. It's very interesting. It's worthy of our attention and our wagering bucks because the top two contenders are Montauk Daddy, starting at 15-1, and Kingmeister at 8-1. The reason they offer value is because the favorite, Proven Strategies, is not a strong win contender, although he certainly can win or finish second. His career record of 2 wins, 3 seconds, and a third in 9 turf races tells us that, and he's being bet off a second place finish in a pair of stakes. But other than that, he's only beaten Florida Breds in his 2 wins. On the other hand, Montauk Daddy makes his second start off a race he badly needed following more than 7 months off last month. It was a great prep in which his running line was 6-6-5-4. I really like that even running line. About the same distance behind the leader from start to finish, as well as those positions, which didn't change. That's a great prep for going long off a sprint. He's bred to Adore, routing on turf as a son of Daddy Longlegs, who's by Scat Daddy, and Linda Rice, who's already off to a big start, 4-for-9, is using jockey Luis Cardenas here a lot, hence the long odds, as he's not known as a go-to rider, not yet. I expect big improvement second off a layoff and an odds-beating effort for Montauk Daddy. Kingmeister comes back from 6 months off and improved nicely in both starts off his debut, missing by 3/4 of a length in December, then winning pretty smartly in January. Now in the Shug McGahey barn, this is another colt bred to love the turf and routing by Bodymeister, who's by Empire Maker, out of a Medallia d'Oro mare. Jose Lascano rides, and Kingmeister may pick up where he left off in January with a win. In the 7th at Saratoga on Saturday, July 25th, with a post of 4:32 Eastern, I like win bets on both Montauk Daddy and Kingmeister at 7-2 or more. You can bet both horses because the value is there. When making multiple win bets, use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagering dollars for the best edge. You can pick how much you want to bet or how much you want to win, and it allocates the money based on the odds. Another reason to use AmWager is it is free dutching tool, which allows you to take advantage of the math and have it done for you. For the exacta, box Montauk Daddy, Kingmeister, and Proven Strategies. And then in this race, when you have long shots, I like playing exacta as a place bet. So just for a buck, instead of betting both these long shots to place, I'll play another exacta of all over Montauk Daddy and Proven Strategies. Then we'll play some doubles here in race 7. We'll use Montauk Daddy, Kingmeister, and Proven Strategies. And in race 8, we'll use I Love Jackson, Prioritize, and Leotone. In chronological order, we're going to skip to Woodbine for the next race on this Key Races and Bets podcast, race 8, the Celine Stakes, with a post of 4:53 Eastern on July 25th. Living in the 6 is a great horse to key on all exotic tickets and a good win bet, opening at 15-1. The obvious contenders, Outlet and Mervilau, must be used on double tickets as well exact and trifectas, but we need to separate them. I'll explain that later when we get to the exotic bets. Living in the 6 debuted in June on the main track. It was 5th, beaten under 2 while suffering from horrible traffic trouble as she was blocked the entire last 110 yards. With no trouble next out on June 27th, Living in the 6 won easily by 3 lengths in a field of 10, and since then she was flattered when the third horse came back to win. The key to her taking to the two turns here is her breeding, as she's by Society's Chairman, who was the sire of a number of all-weather route winners, one of them being Karen, who earned nearly $900,000 and ran second in the 2016 Celine. Stretching out off that 6-furlong race, Living in the 6 may be faster than Owlette, who takes blinkers off to probably slow her down, but Living in the 6 also may not be need the lead type because 260 is, and that sets it up nicely for someone that can stalk. Stein can rate Living in the 6 off the pace as he did in her sprint win last month. She may need to improve to beat the two favorites, but she's only run twice, so that may be exactly what she does. Alec gets the rail, which may force Contreras' hand. She's needed the lead type, but blinkers come off, so maybe not today. She shipped up from Wesley Warren's Kentucky base last month to win the Starshoot Stakes sprinting, and she nearly won the South Ocean Stakes last fall over the track in her only two-turn try, so she should be there from start to finish. Mervolo rated off the pace in second when breaking her maiden in September in a two-turn race over the track, did the same thing winning the Ontario Lassie to end her two-year-old campaign last December. She returned in June as if she'd not been off at all for 6 months to win a two-turn allowance, and she looks pretty tough in here, particularly if Owlette and 260 mix it up early. Still, Mervolo opens at 8-5, not anywhere near where I want to make a win bet. In the Saline Stakes race, 8 at Woodbine on Saturday, July 25th, post 4:53 Eastern, definitely a win bet on Living in the Six at 4-1 or higher, and then an exacta even just for a dollar of all over Living in the Six. Then play another exacta of Owlette and Mervolo over Living in the Six. Optionally, if you want to press, you can play exacta boxes of Living in the Six and Owlette and Living in the Six and Mervolo. Then this is the trifecta plays. They're only 20 cents. You can have a lot of fun here and some action trying to split the favorites. One ticket is Living in the Six over Owlette, American Tap, we're adding, and Mervolo over all. Second ticket is Owlette and Mervolo over Living in the Six over all. Another ticket is Owlette and Mervolo over all over Living in the Six. That covers her second and third. And the last one's going to be Owlette and Mervolo over Living in the Six over Owlette. Over Living in the Six, Owlette, Mervolo, American Tap, and Living in the Six over the same horses. That way, we're not splitting them, but we get a couple prices in second and third. In the doubles, at Woodbine in Race 8, play Owlette, Mervolo, and Living in the Six, and in Race 9, Millennium Force. Moving back to Saratoga for that ninth race talked about earlier with the 5:07 Eastern Post on Saturday, July 25th. I Love Jackson won a pair of races last August and September by a total of 15 lengths. The first of the two was at this 9-furlong trip here at Saratoga. He also won in October, December, and February. In short, he loves to win. He can handle the distance, should run big, particularly as he needed his last race June 18th after 4 months off. As I mentioned earlier, Trent Linderice is using Cardenas a lot since the jockey colony is locked down, and I have no problem with that. I Love Jackson has won on the lead and from off the pace, and just needs to run back to his one level lower allowance win before the layoff or his win last year over the track at the trip to post a mile upset here, opening at 6-1. Prioritize isn't a standout, but opens at 3-1 like he might be. I think that's because this isn't a very strong field for the level. Prioritize won at the one lower non-winners of one allowance level in the summer of 2018 at Saratoga, but on the turf. He tried third for the first time last December and won, finishing second twice since then. Eric Cancel rode him well last out to career best effort, although no match for the winner. And that effort for Pete Lear could be good enough to win if I Love Jackson doesn't fire. The last one I think has a shot here is Leotone. Like I Love Jackson, opens at 8-1, which is odd since his post-time odds in his last seven races, all good efforts, have been 3-1 or less. He was in the Jason Service Barn most of the time, then was moved to the Attress Barn and then claimed from Attress in June. Claimed once again out of his last start July 11th, he's now in the Sharp Oscar Barrera Barn, which is low profile but winning about 20% of the time. Junior Alvarado rides him back even for the new trainer off the claim. He was up for the win last month. And like I Love Jackson, Leotone is a winner at this 9-furlong trip at Saratoga, the win coming last August in a big effort. He likes to run first or second early, and that's one of Alvarado's strengths. As Leotone has eight wins total, including one at the allowance level. He's in for the optional $62,500 claiming price, which is fine. It doesn't mean anything bad. It's actually good because they claimed him for $40. The purse is $101. So if he wins, the connections get $63. Or if he claims, the connections get $63,625 actually, and more if both things happen. So it's a great play. In the ninth at Saratoga with a post of 5:07 Eastern on Saturday, July 25th, I like win bets on both I Love Jackson and Leotone at 5-2 or more. And remember to use a Dutching tool. Check out Amwager. Become a member. You can take advantage of our Dutching tool, which is very helpful in these situations. For the exacta, we're going to box I Love Jackson, Prioritize, and Leotone. Moving to the last race on this Key Races and Bets podcast. And don't forget, you can get the blog, the written version, by going to Amwager.com. Check out the blog. Check out Amwager.com. You can get it by clicking on How to Bet or Handicapping at LSTAR's blog. Hope you become a member. It's a very good website. Race 9 at Woodbine, post 526 Eastern on July 25th. Millennium Force is the 3-1 starting favorite and a legitimate one at that. I'm hopeful for at least 2-1 in this 12-horse field, but if not, there are Exacta options as well to capitalize on this low odds overlay. Millennium Force showed his hand when second in his debut in March in a turf sprint, then tried dirt and ran badly and ended up fourth. He really came around after 2 months off and back on turf last month at Churchill when dominating in a 12-horse field. He's worked sensationally at Woodbine since shipping up with a best of 85 half-mile drill last week. He's now on the really good Drexler barn, and Millennium Force should improve solidly off his win last month, move right through the first allowance level. In the ninth at Woodbine on Saturday, July 25th, with a post of 526, bet Millennium Force to win at 9-5. Exactas, Millennium Force over, Fairy Wren, Coach Lori, Peace Seeker, Gray Seal, Perfection Cat, Enchanted Lady, and Vespolina. $7 for a buck, I think, or maybe $8. Very cheap bet. You might get a long shot in second. And then trifectas, because they're 20 cents, play the same ticket. We'll play Millennium Force in first and use the same horses in second and third. And to repeat those are Fairy Wren, Coach Lori, Peace Seeker, Gray Seal, Perfection Cat, Enchanted Lady, and Vespolina. That's 8 horses. Again, that's a 56 combinations, but it's 20 cents, so it's like 11 bucks. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. Please check out the blog. Please check out AmWager and become a member. Make some money this week, and we'll talk to you again next weekend.